I'm Sean Power reporting. The trial of a Lamar's man charged with first-degree murder has been continued. 22-year-old Omar Cruz was originally scheduled to go on trial today, October 28th, in Plymouth County District Court. Cruz's defense attorney requested a continuance in order to adequately prepare for trial, quote, in light of recent filings by the state and the court's recent rulings on pretrial motions. Cruz voluntarily waived his right to a speedy trial as part of the motion, as the deadline for his trial to occur within a year of his arraignment was October 31st. The judge agreed to the request and has set a status hearing date for November 7th at 10 a.m. to determine a new trial date. Cruz was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Miguel Martinez, which occurred at a residence on 3rd Avenue in Lamar's on September 30th, 2024. Cruz was arrested in Sioux City a week later and has been in custody at the Plymouth County Jail since then. One man is in custody and another is hospitalized following a weekend shooting in Sioux City. Sioux City police say the incident occurred just before 1 a.m. Saturday morning in the 3400 block of Marshall Avenue. Responding officers located a victim with a gunshot wound to their abdomen. 31-year-old Mario Armando Martinez Jr. of Sioux City was transported to Unity Point Health's downtown unit, where he continues to receive treatment. A suspect was also located at the scene and arrested. 35-year-old Vicente Estrada Leon Jr. of Sioux City was taken into custody and charged with 5 counts. They include willful injury resulting in serious injury, felony assault, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, assault with a dangerous weapon, and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. Leon Jr. is being held in the Woodbury County Jail on $50,000 bond. Cyclists across the country are kicking off the holiday giving season with the annual Cranksgiving Food Drive, with events being held here in Siouxland. Described as a food drive on 2 wheels, participants pedal the streets while searching for items that make up a Thanksgiving meal. Once collected, all items are donated to a food bank of choice for those most at need. The Siouxland cyclists are hosting Cranksgiving for the 8th time this upcoming Saturday in Sioux City. Participating cyclists will ride out to different stores across town to purchase at least 4 food items to be donated. All items are donated to the Food Bank of Siouxland, and last year, the Siouxland cyclists brought in a collective 3,477 meals for the Food Bank. Sioux City's Cranksgiving starts at 1 p.m. Saturday at the Albrecht Cycle Shop. In Lamar's, Bike Central is hosting their own Cranksgiving on Saturday, November 8th, with all donations going to the Food Bank of Siouxland as well. For more information on Cranksgiving, visit cranksgiving.org. A screening of the documentary Grid Shock will be hosted at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Lamar's on Thursday. The film details the hidden and disturbing reality behind sex trafficking in Iowa, with a presentation by Stacey Besch from Team Iowa accompanying the screening. Besch will discuss the dangers of human trafficking, what signs to look for, and what Iowans can do to help combat trafficking themselves. Filmmaker Vanessa McNeil, herself a survivor of sexual violence, set out to explore the often overlooked reality about why the sex trafficking industry thrives, and specifically to expose the demand of sex trafficking in Iowa. According to the documentary's website, Grid Shock features survivors of sex trafficking, law enforcement, advocates, and a recovering sex addict. The screening takes place at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Lamar's at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th. At least one Iowa-based bank is telling its customers they can no longer get rolls or boxes of pennies, and checks that don't end in a 0 or 5 will have to be deposited or reissued. This follows an order from President Trump that the U.S. Treasury stop making pennies. Adam Gregg, president and CEO of the Iowa Bankers Association, says the government is expected to quit producing new pennies for circulation in early 2026, but Iowa banks are already feeling the impact.
It's going to be very difficult in some cases, in some places, for banks to be able to access the penny, which means it may be difficult for businesses and consumers in those areas to do that. What's tricky about it is there's kind of some randomness to when a distribution location may run out.
Gregg says many other countries have gone through this process of eliminating a small form of currency, and while there may be some bumps along the way, he trusts it will eventually lead to a streamlining of cash transactions. Still, Gregg says the IBA and similar organizations in other states are asking banking regulators in Congress to provide more guidance on how this elimination of pennies will work.
I think there's going to be uneven access to pennies here for a while as this process plays out. I think what the Federal Reserve is finding is that while the decision was made to end production, the way it's being implemented is restricting its circulation perhaps more than they intended earlier on, because the penny is still legal currency.
Gregg says it makes sense, with an S, to stop making sense, with a C, as one report shows the U.S. Treasury lost more than $85 million on penny production last year alone.
It costs between 3.5 to 4 cents to to make one penny, which of course is only worth 1 cent. So it really does make sense from a government efficiency perspective, from a deployment of resources perspective, to end the production of the penny.
Greg, who served as Iowa's lieutenant governor until September of 2024, says businesses across Iowa may soon have to alter their pricing structure, adjusting prices to end in either a zero or five.
What's probably going to happen, and you're going to start to see businesses doing this, is they'll start rounding to the nearest nickel and display some policies, and this will be for cash transactions only. Frankly, anymore, most transactions are happening electronically or with cards, but many people do still choose to use cash.
A federal study found only 16% of U.S. transactions now rely on cash. The rest are electronic, though some industries still rely on coins, like vending machines and laundromats. Coins have been discontinued in the U.S. before, as recently as 2011, with the suspending the production of the dollar coin, and throughout history, as far back as 1857, when Congress ordered the end of the half-cent coin. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.